Okay. This is Neva Blackford in Forshaga, Sweden. It's June 20th, 7 p.m. I'm with Anne. What's your last name? Colin?
Kallien.
Kallien, who is an extended family member, yeah. I guess. So, what's your favorite part about living in Sweden?
Oh.
It's kind of hard.
That's a hard question. Mm-hmm. Well, everything is sorted out, like healthcare. If you're broken something, or you just go there and get the help. Or the children get their school and they can eat in school and you don't have to pay any extra for that.
That's nice.
That's like, we pay a lot of taxes. Like here in Forshaga, we pay like 33%.
Mm-hmm.
And in Karlstad just 30, and that's different because this is one community and Karlstad is another one. So it's different for me than I work in Karlstad, but I live. So I have to pay the highest taxes, like 33%. But I'm gaining so much from a community.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
What's your least favorite part about living in Sweden?
Boring. I like to do more stuff, and I want to, you know, try to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Swedes are a little bit boring. Some of them, not all, some. But some of them. Yes.
Not you. What's the education system like here?
First you have to go from 0 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the ground school. You have to do that. The law says that.
So like that. Preschool?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
And then you have to go in a gymnasium, like your university.
Like middle or high school?
No, that's like your university.
Oh, okay. Like college.
College, yes. Okay. And that's 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And then perhaps you can get a work or a job or, yeah.
Okay. What's your education, personally?
In the bottom, I have, like, economy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like in a company, you have, like, that deals with the economy. That's my education.
Okay.
But I'm working with...
Yeah, different.
I'm a nurse today,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working with elderly people at an elderly home. So
yeah, that was my next question. So like, what's it like being a nurse and like doing that job?
As the first nursing thing that I did was mm-hmm. like to be like an assistant to a woman that for 10 years, and she has like. MS, muscle
sclerosis.
It's like okay. When the body is slowly
freezing.
No, turning down.
Oh.
Yeah. But I wanted to do more nursery stuff,
mm-hmm.
so I changed, and then I came to home caring for a couple of years, but they had to ride a bike all year around.
Oh.
And that's not nice when it's winter here.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is. And I was just, every year I was falling, I was hurting myself, and I just said, no, it's not gonna happen. So this year I'm with a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and it's more.
Is it better?
Yeah, it is, because you can talk to the people, to the elderly. You can go out buying stuff with them. You can go for a walk or go to the church and sing or, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever. Go do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. What's your favorite food from here?
It's not Swedish. That's sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah.
What do you use for transportation?
I have my own car.
Yeah.
No, I don't like buses. They're too crowded. I can't because the bus is going right through here. So it's near. And even at my work. But if I work the weekends, I can't go to work and I can't come home.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I need the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would you describe your government, like, compared to the rest of the world? It's a kind of hard one.
Well...
Or just, like, a general description. Like, how you see it.
I see them like a bunch of kids in a sandbox. I'm serious.
Just, like, messing around with things.
Yes. They are. They want to take money from the elderly people. And to give themselves more salary.
Mm.
And they don't work like I do, 7 to 4.
Yeah.
Or 2 to 9. Mm. They don't do that. And they have always the summer free.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they just work around 6 months.
Mm-hmm. What languages do people speak here?
Mostly it's Swedish. But we have like Norwegian, we have like Denmark, Danish, and we have, English, Germany,
mm-hmm.
French.
What do you think the rest of the world, or do you think the rest of Sweden?
We have a word here in Sweden that's not, you can't translate it in language. It's like, it's called lagom. We say lagom.
What does that mean?
That means here is bad and here is good. But in between, that's lagom. Do you know?
Yeah.
So but like there's no word for it.
Hmm.
You can't translate the word.
So like not good or bad, but in the middle.
In the middle, yes. It's a little no and it's a little yes. Somewhere in between,
yeah.
The between country.
How is Sweden unique from other countries?
Service and the healthcare.
Yeah, because it's a lot.
And the pension.
Easier to get here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's better for a lot of people.
Yeah, and children care, and you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think this country does that the rest of the world should do or, like, follow?
To be lagom.
More mediocre.
That's a good question, but... I think to be more... To be patient. If you're gonna change things... It's not going to change over the night.
Yeah.
It's going to change perhaps around 3 or 4. Because everything in the world is too slow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So if everyone has more patience, I think.
Things would be
yeah.
A lot better.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
That's good. Do you have anything else? Any advice or...
Just to live by your heart. Ask your heart what you want to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.